Well, I think right now it's the efficiency of the process. We've been working very hard to make sure that cases are moving more quickly through the system. We've been doing that both inside the state's attorney's office and working externally with the other criminal justice stakeholders, the judge, the public defender, et cetera, but also maintaining responsibility to taxpayer dollars when you look at issues facing the jail and making sure that the jail population remains at a reasonable level, but yet we maintain public safety. Those who should be incarcerated are incarcerated, and those awaiting trial are getting to that point in an expeditious manner.
What can you do as state's attorney toward addressing violent crime in our community?
Well, as state's attorney, you have to have a very balanced approach, and I think it's very important that anybody who has this office recognizes that it's not just the job of the state's attorney to seek convictions, but also to administer justice. What do I mean by that? Certainly, we have a track record of being tough prosecutors. In the last 60 days alone, if you look at our high-profile felonies, we've had 46 convictions for 820-plus years, averaging 18 years per case, and that doesn't include the sentencings for Marion Jones of life plus 60 and Edward Johnson of life plus 50. But in addition to that, you got to be balanced. And what do I mean by that? We've expanded our diversion programs. We're looking at a deferred prosecution program. You have to have alternative means to address issues that are causing people to commit crimes. That's how you reduce recidivism. You've got to address it in a balanced manner.
What sort of alternative means do you find works best in your office?
Well, when I became state's attorney, we had one diversion program involving bad checks. Now we have five. The other ones involve minor drinking, simple drug possession, prostitution, and retail theft. These are areas where we can partner with local agencies like Rosecrans and Rockford Rescue Mission to address the problems that cause people to commit those crimes. And then those are alternative ways of addressing it rather than traditional prosecution. I think in addition to that, having a deferred prosecution program that allows somebody who's charged with a low-level nonviolent felony to have an alternative approach, that you're going to have a response from the system that addresses the issues, but at the same time avoids the incarceration and the conviction. And by the way, with those types of programs, if anybody fails those programs, they return to traditional prosecution and face the system as anybody else would.
How involved should the state's attorney be in prosecuting cases? Just the high profile or hand in all cases? How what do you think of that?
I think that the state's attorney has a responsibility, depending on the size of the office, as the first evaluation. When you have a large office like this, you've got to make a calculated decision. My predecessors have been wonderful men who have done an excellent job, but they chose not to go into the courtroom. I chose to do both. I chose both to run an office that has nearly a $5 million budget and 80 employees and be the first state's attorney since 1985 to get in the courtroom and try cases. I think that it's extremely important to show that balance to the public, show that you have the capability to try cases, but you also have to recognize that the tremendous responsibilities of an office the size of Winnebago is going to require that you have to answer to so many issues that being in the courtroom on a demanding and regular basis is not realistic. It's realistic in small counties where you have one or two assistant state's attorneys in the office, nothing more. But in Winnebago County, where we have nearly 50 attorneys, you got to be responsible. And I think it would be irresponsible to spend your entire time trying cases, just like I think it would be irresponsible to focus all your energies on one facet. It's a multifaceted job.
What is it in your work experience, your background, that makes you the best candidate?
Oh, I think that first off, I've spent the last 4 years running the office of the Winnebago County State's Attorney, and I believe that I have a proven track record that we can do that in an excellent manner, in a manner that community can support. Beyond that, I've had multiple job experiences which give me the ability to address all facets of the state's attorney's office. I've been an assistant district attorney. I've been an assistant city attorney. I've been a city attorney and assistant attorney general. I've been in private practice. All of those jobs have given me a chance to address the types of skill sets that you need to be a balanced, full, and complete state's attorney. One faceted approach to this job is not going to work. You've got to be able to address all the facets, and I think I bring that to the table, and I think I bring a proven track record to the table as well.
What is there about your demeanor, if you will, the kind of person you are, too, that makes you the right person for the job?
Well, I think the state's attorney has to be a person that has a steady hand. And I like to think that as I faced the difficult decisions here, that I've done so with a demeanor and an approach that shows balance and competence and gives the public the idea and feeling that we've got a person that's in charge, that's under control, understands the issues, and is going to help us get through these difficult times as a community. I think that's a real important characteristic for a state's attorney to bring confidence to the public about difficult subjects. And I believe that my demeanor and the way that I approach things shows that I have a steady hand and I'm going to make a sound decision.
And a couple issues that have been big in Winnebago County. Concealed carry. Where do you stand on concealed carry?
I have consistently supported concealed carry. I'm not a gun owner, nor do I belong to any gun advocacy groups. The reason I support concealed carry is, first off, 49 states out of the 50 have concealed carry. I think that shows a strong desire by the people of this country to have concealed carry in all the states. I also believe that it demonstrates that it does have a positive impact on the public safety issue. It increases public safety. And I believe that in order to be state's attorney, you have to support all aspects that are going to bring about public safety. This is one of the aspects that I support, and I have been supporting concealed carry consistently.
There have been a few high-profile, I guess any police shooting is high-profile during your tenure. During this, too, the Integrity Task Force was formed. How do you feel about working with the Integrity Task Force and how these cases have played out?
Well, first off, when you have an officer-related shooting, it's very important that the Office of the State's Attorney be independent and that the integrity of that always be maintained. That's always been my position. That's why I was one of the leaders that created the Winnebago County Integrity Task Force, and I fully support the model, and I fully support it today. I think it's worked well. We've used the Integrity Task Force here in some cases, and there hasn't been any problems. I think it definitely has added confidence and integrity to the process so that the community has confidence in the outcome. I continue to be a big supporter of the Integrity Task Force, but most importantly, I'm a big supporter of the fact that the state's attorney's office has to be the gatekeeper of justice. The state's attorney's office has to be the one place where there's going to be an impartial review of all matters in the county, and that includes anything that's brought for us, regardless of who the accused is or isn't in a particular situation.
Cameras in the courtroom, that's something that's being tested out now.
I was a big supporter of cameras in the courtroom. I think that it's an excellent idea. I supported the county and this judicial circuit when they made the decision to seek being a pilot circuit. And I think that it's working out extremely well. I've seen no problems with it. The reason I support cameras in the courtroom is because the public should know what's going on. The courtroom is generally open to the public. Why not just extend that to the public through the cameras? Not only that, but the public's already open. The courtroom's already open to the public and the media, and I think this makes it easier for the media to do their job and bring to the people of this community what's going on in the courtroom, which they do already anyway.
Are there any tools that you may not have at this point as state's attorney that would you think might make your office run better?
Well, I think probably the biggest issue that anybody's going to deal with from the standpoint of an office such as the state's attorney is manning. I think that it's important to make sure that the office is properly manned. Very clearly, when the manning went down in the Office of the Public Defender and the state's attorney, what happened? Our jail population went up. When the county added people to each of our staffs at the beginning of this year, what happened? Our jail population went down. That's just one example of why manning is important. If you're going to prosecute cases, you're going to do it competently, and you're going to bring justice to this community and you're going to bring justice for victims, you have to have the right amount of people, and you have to have a right number of people who are trained and have experience. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is properly fund and properly staff. I understand the balance of taxpayer dollars, but public safety and crime is not something that I think you are going to assign a number value to or a monetary value to. I think everybody wants public safety.
Say I'm a Winnebago County resident. Why should I vote for you?
Well, during the last 4 years, I've developed a proven track record of being able to run a very large state's attorney's office, navigated through difficult economic times, and yet put an office into place that has impacted public safety to the positive. We've prosecuted a number of high-profile cases. We've gotten the strong and tough sentences that you need. But we've also demonstrated that we're sensitive to the needs of all the people of this community. For example, I'm the first state's attorney to travel to Springfield and to Dixon for the parole hearings for some of the worst criminals that have ever walked the streets of Winnebago County, to be with those families as they every 1 to 3 years have to face the parole board. I thought that was important to do. But I'm also a state's attorney with a sense of balance of justice. Investing in diversion programs and deferred prosecution programs, finding ways to save taxpayer dollars, improving fine collection. This has been a broad approach that I think has been successful. I believe that with another 4 years, I can not only continue but expand what is already in place. I believe the people of Winnebago County would make a good choice to choose to vote for me and give us another 4 years to demonstrate that we can bring about the public safety and growth that this community is looking for.